Track 13 and a roundup of our sports news, starting, of course, with cricket. Record-breaking Ippleben, second 11, regained the Brockman Cup with a 28-run win over Babbacombe in a high-scoring final at Torquay Recreation Ground. It was a rerun of last year's final between the same antagonists, but with a different outcome. Tynmouth and Sheldon beat Cornwood second 11 by 5 wickets to trim their lead at the top of the C West to 5 points. And Ashburton's derby win over Ippleben narrowed the gap between the top two, and Tynmouth and Sheldon are now just 3 more points behind in third place. Bovey Tracy were made to work for a 3-wicket win over Clumpton in a low-scoring affair on the Ashburton Road ground. And Newton Abbott College revelled in a day out at Lord's at the National Table Cricket Finals Day. After an early start to the day, they faced 11 other schools from around the country at the home of cricket. And the college were making their first appearance at Lord's, but were far from overwhelmed at the occasion as they reached the final, where they were narrowly beaten by Wirral Grammar School for Boys to take a well-earned runners-up finish. On to some bowls now. And congratulations go to Newton Abbott Bowls Club member Steve Tipping, who earned his county badge and was presented with it at Careglow Bowling Club in Gloucester. On June 26th, in fine weather conditions, a mixed Kingstainton team welcomed fellow bowlers from Brixham St Mary's to play in the Riviera Mixed Triples League. And that score was 117-34 to Kingstainton. Stephen Hewlett, John Radford, Margaret Soule, Mr. Baker, John Saunders and A. Smith all scored. Played on a fine day, this was also a fine day indeed for the home squad bowlers. Despite the one-sided scoreline, the match was played in good spirit, with the Brixham bowlers proving to be good sports with plenty of witty banter flowing to and fro. Many years ago, a bowling shield trophy was given to Ippleben Bowling Club in memory of Les Wakeley from his widow, Iris, and the family. Les has been involved with the club from its inception. Since then, the annual Wakeley Shield competition has been held, and so on Saturday, June the 28th, Ippleben players took to the green once again to play this triples competition, with the winners being the team who win the rink with the biggest difference in scores over their opponents. A good afternoon was had for all, from all. Unusually, there were no Mid-Devon League matches for Bovey Tracy nor South Devon for the ladies this week, so this report begins with 2 fixtures in the men's over 55s, both at home. Against Dawlish Marina, Bovey's ex-team won both rinks by an aggregate of 57 shots to 21, gaining 8 league points to nil. And in the Y team match, Bovey weren't quite as successful, losing both rinks by a total of 27 shots to 41, after starting strongly against Bitton Park, who gained 8 points. Jeff Sharland and Rob Horrell from Abrook Park Bowls Club travelled to Bridport Bowls Club to receive their county badge awards. They both reached the minimum of 30 county points during last season to qualify for the badge. They were invited by Bowls Devon to represent Devon in a match against the Bowls Isle of Wight. And Buckfast Lee Bowls Club had a successful open day towards the end of May to promote bowls as a healthy, sociable and fun sport to get involved with. And that is concluding our sports roundup for this week.